Well, I think, to put it in a nutshell, I think our biggest achievements artistically would be going from awards in the late 80s, awards that were best production on a shoestring, to last year receiving a number of Zony Awards for excellence in theater for our productions. So I think our biggest achievement has been the increase in our production values. It's very, very important with any business. It's very, very important that you have a good product. If you don't have a good product or a product that's in demand, then you won't do so very well. So it was incumbent on us to increase our production values and make our productions more pleasing to a wider audience, and that meant bringing our productions up to the level or on the same scale as some of the larger companies in town. And that was done through beneficial partnerships with other companies, some that continue to this day. I remember my first year in administration at the theater, we wanted to dramatically go from, a low point to a high point in terms of our production values, but we had no resources. So at that time, Michael Mitchell was the artistic director at the Phoenix Theater. And so he and I had been friends over the years, even when he was in Kansas. And so he made sure that Phoenix Theater was one of our resources. That relationship continues to this day with Phoenix Theater, not only because of Michael Mitchell, but because Michael Barnard and Vincent Van Fleet have been friends of ours for many, many years. Our resident designers, our resident stage managers, our technical staff, all of our people that we use, that we contract, are members of the Phoenix Theater staff. So that's I think our proudest achievements is growing the production values.